He started out as Giovanni, John, with the surname Bernardone, born to privilege. His father was away on business at the time, so his mother, Pica, named him. We unfortunately know almost nothing else about her. And when Pietro returned to find he had a son, he renamed him after the place he loved most, Francesco, for France. Francis. Pietro was so successful in business that he traveled abroad to source and sell his wares, silks and fancy clothes. Most people then were bound tightly to their places. Roads were for knights going to fight, royal messengers moving between royal courts, and the occasional prelate on a mission, with soldier attendants along for safety. And for people like Pietro. Francis probably accompanied him on some of his trips. Imagine a cart piled high with silks, purples, scarlets, deep blacks, pulled by donkeys and guided by servants along dusty Roman roads. Father and son rode high on their horses, moving from Umbria through Tuscany and Florence, around the sea to Genova or north over Alpine passes, toward open and free markets, aided by local guides who were paid for the information and security they provided. This was in about the year 1195. One of those markets in the Champagne region of France is where Pietro and his son probably met traders from all over the world. About 14 years later, when he was founding a new religious order, circa 1209, Francis wrote in his Rule, a document spelling out precepts of what their life was to be about, I command all of the brothers, when they travel about the world or reside in various places, that they never have animals with them, or entrust an animal to the care of others, or in any other way keep one. They should also never ride on horseback unless they absolutely must do so for reasons of sickness or some other great necessity. Why would a young man leave the horses and the market and the adventures of mercantile behind? Francis began to question the comfort and wisdom his father provided. How strange it must have seemed to Francis's highborn friends and to his father when he did. Francis loved horses. He loved fine things. At some point between trips, Pietro outfitted his son in fine armor, sending him off to crusade in the company of other men trying to make names for themselves. If Francis didn't want to be a silk tradesman, that was okay. He could be a knight instead. But fighting didn't go well for him, and he came back in disgrace. With Pietro angry and humiliated, Francis began to not only question his position in the world, but disdain it. He began to see beyond his privilege, though he also loved his friends and partied with them. He was well-liked and easygoing, and he always had money. But soon after that failed crusading, he began walking alone in the woods and visiting caves in the mountains. He began conversing with God. His friends, confused, watched their carefree Francis turn into something else almost overnight. Has he caught a fever? Perhaps it's his father who is demanding more of his time. But no, there he is again, not with Bernardone, but leaving the city gates, walking up into the hills. He began to steal from his father, selling those fancy silks to give money to the poor. For the first time, he was realizing that there were people in need, even living close by, and that he had a responsibility to help them.